哈利路亚，感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, praise the grace of God.
我们今天下午要继续我们灵恩会的聚会。
So we'd like to this afternoon we'd like to continue the spiritual convocation services.
今天早上我们谈到大卫跟跟随他的600个人。
So this morning we spoke about King David and the 600 men that followed him.
今天下午我们来看另外一个人。
So this afternoon we will study a different kind of man.
今天下午想要小弟想要用像这样的人这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的题目。
So I would like to use this opportunity to deliver the topic like this kind of man as a source of mutual encouragement.
在圣经上里面圣经上告诉我们说，其实在我们周围，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的。
So the
我们来看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。这是保罗跟腓立比教的弟兄姐妹所讲的话。
These are the words that Paul wrote to the brothers and sisters in Philippians.
我们为什么要去思考以前的人？
So why do we need to study the people of the past?
因为这些人都可以成为我们很好学习的对象。
Because we can learn from them.
所以在我们身边很多真实的人。
So the Bible gives us many types of people.
真实的，他生命是真实的。
That those who are true and noble.
他不管做什么事，你都可以信任他。
That whatever they do, you can believe it.
有些人很可爱。
Those who are lovely.
有些人他不管做什么事，你都觉得你就会对他产生尊敬的心。
And there are those who whatever they do, that they are noble, they do a good report.
每一个人的优点。
Everybody has their bad side.
那我们今天呢，来思考一个人的优点。
So today we like to study the faults of one person.
这个人很值得我们来思考。
So this person is worthy of our study.
在圣经里面很难得记载一个人的被圣经所记载的他的一生里面没有什么缺点的。
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a person in the Bible who has no faults.
像这样子的人很少。
There's very few people like him.
他是其中一个。
There's one person.
他是雅各的第十一个儿子。
It is the 11th child of Jacob.
他的母亲就叫做拉结。
His mother is named Rachel.
如果说我这样讲，大概大家都知道我要讲谁了。
Now I think everybody knows who I'm speaking about.
他的名字叫做约瑟。
His name is Joseph.
约瑟是一个我们值得我们去思考的人。
He is a person that's worthy of our study.
约瑟30岁的时候在法老的面前这个解梦。
So he served when he was 30 years old. He served before the Pharaoh.
法老做了两个梦嘛。
Pharaoh had two dreams.
第一个梦就是有七只又肥又壮的这个母牛从这个尼罗河上来。
So in his first dream, he saw seven cows that were large and beautiful that came from the river Nile.
那在这个芦荻里面吃草。
And they went on the pasture to eat grass.
后来又有七只很丑陋很干的这个牛母牛从尼罗河上来。
And then he saw another seven cows that were gaunt and ugly that came from the river Nile.
后来那又干又瘦的居然把那个又嘴又肥又壮的吃掉了。
And these gaunt cows and ate the seven fat cows.
后来他又做了一个梦。
Then he dreamt another dream.
他说他看到一颗麦子长了七个穗。
And then he had a dream where he saw a stalk grow out seven heads of rice.
那这些穗呢，又肥又漂亮又美丽。
And these seven heads were very beautiful.
后来又长了七个穗子，又细弱，然后又被好像是干掉的那种感觉。
And he saw another seven heads that were dried and skinny.
所以说，后来这七个后面生的这七个又瘦弱又干的这七个穗子，居然把前面的穗子吃了。
So these seven bad heads ate the seven good heads. And
哇，法老梦了这个梦，他很紧张啊。
So after these dreams, the Pharaoh became very worried.
因为这是一个不祥的梦。
Because this is a dream that he could not understand.
他知道说啊，他的国家一定要发生什么事了。
He knew that something will happen to his kingdom.
可是问题是没有人可以跟他解答。
But the problem is nobody could explain this to him.
所以他心里很紧张。
So he was very anxious.
在这种状况之下，他就啊，摩西啊，啊，约瑟啊，他就得到一个机会了。
So Joseph had an opportunity.
然后来为法老解梦。
That to explain the dreams to Pharaoh.
因为他为法老解梦，所以他后来就成为宰相。
And because he was able to interpret the dreams, he became prime minister.
我们这个故事我们常常听到，对不对？
We've heard this story many times.
那你认为他为什么会成为宰相？
So why was he able to become prime minister?
你认为你为什么？你认为他为什么会成为宰相？
Why do you think he became prime minister?
表面上看来说啊，这个就是神的旨意。
Well, we would say, well, this is the will of God.
对，这个是神的旨意。
Of course, this is the will of God.
可是除了神的旨意以外呢？
But other than the will of God, is there a reason?
我们说，比如说，我们说啊，教会要大大的发展。
So we often say the church needs to grow very large.
那我们就说，教会发展是神的旨意。
And we say that well, the growth of the church is the will of God.
可是我们什么都不做。
But we don't do anything.
那神的旨意他就会这样子按照我们所希望的，然后教会就大大发展吗？
Well, and if it's according to God's will, then will it just happen on its own?
不是那么简单的。
It's not that simple.
约瑟啊，他后来成为宰相。
Joseph became prime minister.
你知道他为法老做了什么事吗？
But do you know what he did for Pharaoh?
他买了整个法，整个，不是法国，对不起，他买了整个埃及啊。
He bought the entire land of Egypt.
约瑟为法老买了整个埃及哦。
He bought the entire land of Egypt for Pharaoh.
他为什么可以为法老买了整个埃及？
And how was he able to buy the land for Pharaoh?
为什么约雅各的家可以在埃及地这么平安的生活？
Why was the house of Jacob able to live in the land of Egypt so peacefully?
这个是救赎的经文当中的一部分呢。
This is just a small part of what he did for Pharaoh.
约瑟为什么可以成就这么美的功？
So why was Joseph able to do such wonderful works?
当然是因为神要用约瑟。
Because of course God wanted to use Joseph.
可是我们有去想过为什么神要用约瑟吗？
But have we ever thought why did God want to use Joseph?
一定有原因的吧。
There must be a reason.
原因在哪里？
And what is the reason?
雅各有十二个儿子。
Jacob had 12 sons.
为什么神偏偏要选约瑟？
Why did God choose Joseph?
约瑟到底有什么跟别人不同的地方？
How was Joseph different from the rest of his brothers?
我们看创世纪第37章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37.
第二节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 2.
雅各的纪略如下，约瑟17岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾毕拉、西帕的儿子们常在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。这个地方讲到约瑟17岁就开始牧羊。
So in this verse it tells us that Joseph began shepherding at the age of 17.
牧羊是一件非常苦的事情。
To be a shepherd is a very difficult thing.
我们家养过羊，所以我非常清楚。
So my family raised sheep, so I understand this.
虽然我没有牧过羊，不过我知道养羊的辛苦。
I never was shepherd any sheep, but I by raising them, I understand how hard it is.
雅各在牧羊的时候啊，他曾经为他所做的事情啊做辩解。
So whatever he when he was raising when he was a shepherd, he would act very faithfully.
他说啊啊，他在牧羊可不是件快乐的事情。
So it's not a very joyful thing to be a shepherd.
牧羊人啊，早上要为羊来准备可安歇的水边。
So in the morning, the shepherd must prepare the water for the sheep.
羊是一种很调皮的。一个动物。
A sheep can be a very naughty, very difficult to handle animal.
你不要，我们羊看起来好像是很可爱，对不对？
When we look at a sheep, we think it's very lovely and adorable.
羊很固执哦。
But they're very hard to handle.
对，而且哈，它羊哈很调皮，它有时候会自己会跑去那个断崖边啊，会跑去哪里，它就摔死了。
And they're very difficult to control because they would wander off on their own.
而且羊哈有时候会走失。
And sometimes they would,
会自己不见了。
Oh, they would just disappear.
所以耶稣不是讲过一个比喻，说一百只羊有99一只不见了，不跑哪里去
？And then Jesus tells us a parable about how a shepherd had 100 sheep, and but one just wandered away and disappeared.
所以神常常用人啊，用羊来预表，来讲这个人啊，讲到他的子民。
So Jesus often used the example of sheep to describe the nature of man.
所以你把他带到这个可安歇的水边以后, 你不可以说, 啊, 你就在那乖乖的吃草啊, 我去躺一下, 哪呢这么好的事?
So it's a shepherd can't just lead the sheep to a pasture and to water and tell them, oh, you just stay here and eat and drink and I'll take a nap.
你要注意看羊会不会跑掉啊?
You have to be very watchful because the sheep could wander away.
小羊很调皮的。
These young lambs are very naughty.
那早上, 哇, 一天, 一整天很累的, 那晚上, 那养羊的人怎么办呢?
And so at night when well, after a hard day of shepherding, at night, what will happen?
在早期啊, 他们牧羊是逐水草而居, 他们没有羊圈。
So the shepherds will have to stay with the sheep, and they don't really have a pen for them.
所以说晚上你就要看羊。
So at night, you have to watch the sheep.
虽然羊在睡觉了。
So even though the sheep are asleep,
它不会乱跑。
You have to make sure they don't wander away.
可是野狼会来啊。
But the animals will come.
啊，这些野狼啊，这些动物啊，它会来吃羊了。
These beasts will come and eat the sheep.
啊，你可以睡觉没有关系。
You can sleep if you want.
你刚开始牧羊的时候有100只。
In the beginning, you might have 100 sheep.
经过一个月，可能只剩下10只了，因为全部被吃光了。
But after a month, you might only have 10 sheep left.
你晚上可不能睡觉啊。
At night, you cannot sleep.
虽然很冷，你也不能睡觉。
Even if it's cold, you cannot sleep.
约瑟17岁的时候就。 他父亲就叫他去牧羊。当然，我们不知道他从几岁开始。不过17岁的时候，他已经在牧羊了。
Even though we do not know when Joseph started, but we know at the age of 17, he has begun shepherding.
今天我们17岁，我们的孩子在干什么？
At the age of 17, what are our children doing?
还在我们的保护之下吗？
They are still under our protection.
还在读书。
They're still studying.
还不需要去面对这个社会。
They don't have to face the world.
可是这个约瑟17岁就要面对很多艰难的环境。
So, and at the age of 17, Joseph had to face a lot of the responsibility.
你没有看过约瑟抱怨。
You never see Joseph complain.
他所讲的都是他哥哥们的坏行为。
He spoke of the bad deeds that Joseph, his brothers have done.
因为约瑟他是一个非常敬畏神的人。
Because he is a man who feared God.
所以当他哥哥做错事的时候，他会跟他爸爸说。
So when his brothers did wrong, he would tell his father.
他不是一个同流合污的人。
He isn't a person who would say one thing and live a different life.
对就是对, 错就是错。
What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong.
这个是约瑟的个性。
This is the attitude of Joseph.
他很懂神的。
He is one who understands God.
可是他哥哥们不懂他。
But his brothers do not understand him.
所以他哥哥根本没有办法接受他。
So his brothers cannot accept him.
所以他哥哥就把他卖掉了。
As a result, his brothers sold him.
约瑟有做错事吗?
Did Joseph do anything wrong? No, he did not.
可是他哥哥把他卖掉,
but his brothers sold him.
他就到了埃及当奴隶。
He was sold to Egypt and became a slave.
奴隶没有自己的生命, 奴隶的生命不是自己的。
The slave does not own his own life.
甚至连他所生的孩子都不是他的。
The children that he bears are not his.
因为他的生命不是属于他自己的, 所以他以后所生的孩子也不是他的。
Because his life does not belong to him, the children that he bears do not belong to him.
所以奴隶是在不是一般的人，他是在社会里面是最低阶的。
So the slave is the lowest person in society.
可是我们发现啊，约瑟在啊这埃及人波提法他家，一从奴隶开始做，后来就做到了管家。
But we see that in the household of Potiphar, that even though Joseph began as a lowly slave, he was through his works he was able to raise himself to become the caretaker of the house.
我们来看这个创世纪39章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 30, verse 1.
39章第一节。
I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 39, verse 1.
约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提法。 从那些带他下来的以马、以斯玛利人手下买了他去。第二节
Verse 2
约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。第三节
Verse 3
他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的事尽都顺利。第四节
Verse 4
约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，赐他的主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的就交在他的手里。约瑟从一个奴隶变成一个管家。
So Joseph went from being a slave to being the overseer of a house.
不只是这样哦,
not only this,
约瑟自己讲的,
Joseph said himself,
在波提法他家, 除了波提法的太太以外, 他不管。
So Besides, there is no other person in the house of Potiphar except for Potiphar and his wife that's greater than Joseph.
也就是说，约瑟管理这个家，除了波提法太太他不能管以外，剩下他都可以管。
Joseph had command over everybody in the household of Potiphar except Potiphar and his wife.
他从一个奴隶成为一个管家。
He went from being a slave to being an overseer.
波提法是埃及法老王的护卫长。
Potiphar was the officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard.
他是一个，那是大官呢。
He is a high official.
他是一个大官的家里面。
He has a high official in the house.
那他，啊，他是希伯来人，他不是埃及人。
He was a Hebrew. He was not an Egyptian.
难道波提法他家没有埃及人的奴仆吗？
Did Potiphar not have an Egyptian slave?
在波提法他家一定有很多埃及人。
Of course, he must have many Egyptian slaves.
可是你发现说，约瑟他是一个希伯来人。
You can see that Joseph was a Hebrew.
他进到这个家的时候是地位最卑微的。
So when he entered this household, he was the least.
后来他成为管家。
Later, he became the overseer.
他为什么可以成为管家？
How can he become this great caretaker?
他坐在那边就可以成为管家吗？
Can he just stand there and become this great caretaker?
他不学习就可以成为管家吗？
Did he not have to learn to become this, to reach his position?
波提法是大官。
Potiphar was a great official.
他家可不是一个小的家庭。
His household was not a small household.
你要成为管家。
You have to take care of his house.
你去做很多的学习。
You have to learn much.
不然你怎么可能成为管家？
How can you then only then you can learn to take care of this household?
你说我是一个信耶稣的。
You can say that I believe in Jesus.
神跟我同在。
God is with me.
所以我什么都不需要努力。
So I don't need to put any effort into.
我就坐在那边哈，以后我就可以当成我就当总统。
I can just sit there and later become president.
有可能吗？
Could that happen?
因为神跟我同在啊。
Because God's with me.
神的灵也跟我同在啊。
And God's always with me.
我就坐在那边就好了。
I just can sit.
那有一天我就成为美国总统。
And then later I'll become president of the United States.
你有可能吗？
Can this happen?
不可能吧。
This is impossible.
约瑟他为什么成为管家？
Well, how was Joseph able to take care of this household?
当然神的灵跟他同在，这个是没话说的。
Of course, God was with him.
可是这个需要人配合啊。
But this is something that man must learn to do.
表示说约瑟他有能力可以管理波提法的家。
It tells us that Joseph had the ability to take care of the household of Potiphar.
约瑟是一个乡下小孩子。
Joseph was a child in a rural area.
17岁的时候，他还在牧羊。
At 17 years old, he was still taking care of sheep.
他不是管人，他是管羊啊。
He wasn't caring for men, he was caring for sheep.
可是他到了波提法他家，就可以管人啊。
But when he arrived at the household of Potiphar, he was able to command men.
这是经过一段很长的学习的。
This was a long period of learning.
可是他虽然这样努力啊。
But because he had put in a lot of effort.
可是他都每次他都遇到坏人。
Every time he always encountered bad people.
在家里遇到他哥哥。
And in his father's house he encountered his brothers.
在波提法他家遇到他的祖母。
In Potiphar's house, he encountered his mistress.
他的祖母要诱惑他。
His mistress wanted to have an affair with him.
我想波提法他的太太应该不会长得太难看吧。
I think Potiphar was probably a handsome man.
那约瑟那时候很年轻。
And Joseph was very young at the time.
才20岁左右吧。
He was about 20 years old.
或者是二十几岁吧。
Or he was in his 20s.
当然他的祖母就诱惑约瑟。
So this woman lusted after Joseph.
约瑟是一个敬畏神的人。
Joseph was a man who feared God.
他没有说啊，因为我已经离开我家了，反正没有人认识我，所以我随便就乱来。
Joseph didn't say that. Well, I left my father's house and in this new environment I don't know anybody so I can do whatever I want.
反正没有人监督嘛。
There's nobody to say anything.
我就乱来。
I can do whatever I want.
反正没有人知道。
And nobody will know.
约瑟可不这样想啊。
Joseph would not think like
that. 约瑟说可以，我怎么可以做这个大恶得罪神啊。
Joseph said, how can I commit this great sin toward God?
约瑟是一个敬畏神的人。
Joseph was a man who feared God.
他就都被他祖母陷害了。
And he, as a result, he was harmed by his mistress.
因为这件事情，他就被关在法老王的监狱里面了。
Because of this, he was imprisoned in the prisons of Pharaoh.
可是啊，你注意给他看。
But you look.
我们看创世纪三十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 39.
二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
但耶和华与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私欲的眼前蒙恩。二十二节。
Verse 22.
私欲就将监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手下，他们在那里所办。的事都是经他的手。二十三节。
Verse 23.
凡在约瑟手下的事，私欲一概不查，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，耶和华就使他所做的尽都顺利。这个地方讲到他被关到监狱里面去了。
So these verses tell us that Joseph was imprisoned.
可是神跟约瑟同在。
But God was with Joseph.
神一直跟约瑟同在的啦。
God was always with Joseph.
可是哦，这个司狱看到约瑟，哎，这个人不一样。
But the prison keeper saw that Joseph was different.
这个司狱啊，等于今天的典狱长啊。
This
司狱啊，典狱长。 监狱的老大，监狱的那个头头。
So the prison keeper was the warden.
所以说他可以叫谁来做什么事情。
So he can tell can have anybody do whatever he wants.
约瑟是一个囚犯呢。
So Joseph was a very lowly person begging for.
可是他做到让司狱发现这个人不一样。
But he could allow the keeper of the prison to notice him.
所以后来就提升他来做管理的工作。
So later the keeper made Joseph in charge of the prison.
做到最后变成怎么样呢？
And what was the result?
只要约瑟手下所经办的事，他一概不查。
As a result, whatever Joseph did, he prospered.
因为他所做的事都很顺利。
Because and everything he did was very smooth.
约瑟坐在那边，事情就会顺利吗？
Was it just because Joseph was there that everything prospered?
监狱是一个公家机关。
The prison is like a company.
他跟一般的那个法老这个波提法家又不太一样。
It's very different from the house of Potiphar.
因为监狱是国家的单位啊。
So because the prison was controlled by the government.
你要怎么管理这些囚犯，这是个大问题。
How can you control this is a big problem.
小弟在当兵的时候啊。
When I was in the military.
因为小弟是当宪兵的。
He was in the military police.
那宪兵啊，其中有一个业务就是要管理囚犯，管理监狱。
So as one of the responsibilities of the military police was to look after the prisons.
监狱里面可不是关什么绵羊啊，关企鹅的。
In the military prisons, they don't just lock up the ordinary people.
他是关囚犯的。
They imprisoned the beggars.
这些囚犯全部是坏人啊。
These beggars are bad people.
是土匪啊。
They're the worst in society.
他们如果不够邪恶，不够聪明，或者是说不够力量不够强大，他们不会被关在里面啊。
If they were the ones who are not who are not gifted intelligently and who are not able to do work.
管理这些囚犯是有危险性的。
So to imprison these type of people is dangerous.
而且他是需要用很多的心的。
And it requires a lot of patience.
约瑟从一个囚犯变成一个管理者。
So Joseph went from a lowly prisoner to be in charge of the prisons.
你要成为管理者，你需要学习。
And to take care of the prison, you need to learn.
所以你就会发现说，后来他为什么可以做这么多事情？
So now you can see how he's able to accomplish so much.
是神带领他的。
It was because God trained him.
神让他去学习怎么牧养。
God trained him to be a shepherd.
让他学习耐心。
To train him to be patient.
你要学习耐力。
To be patient.
然后后来你就被抓到这波提法他家。
Then he was brought to the household of Potiphar.
做一个家庭的管理。
Then he became the chief steward.
那是初阶的管理学啊。
This is another training ground to learn how to manage people.
然后后来他被关到监狱里面去。
Then he was thrown into prison.
等于进入公家机关了。
He was to
就是进入政府的单位了。
He was to become charge of the prison.
这是属于高阶的管理学啊。
This is a like the graduate school of management.
每个地方都有不同的文化。
Every place he had to learn something new.
有不同的文化，就是
a different course.
就是也有不同的管理方式。
And each place had different methods.
他都要学习。
He had to learn them all.
所以后来他成为宰相以后。
So later he was able to do what he needed to do.
他怎么可以把宰相做得很好？
And how was he able to be such a good prime minister?
因为他从以前到现在，他神带领他到很多的地方啊。
From the beginning till now, God brought him to many different places.
到每一个地方，你发现说约瑟从来不抱怨。
You can see that wherever he went, Joseph never complained.
约瑟在做什么事情？
What was Joseph doing?
学习。
He was learning.
生活。
He was training.
尽他应该尽的。
He was acquiring the knowledge that he needed.
做他应该做的。
Doing what he needed to do.
这个就是约瑟。
This is Joseph.
约瑟不知道以后发生什么事情。
Joseph did not know what he needed to do in the future.
他只知道说神带他到这里，带他到那里。
Joseph only knew that God brought him here and then there.
虽然 社会虽然整个环境状况很差，
even though the environment around him might be bad，
他为了要敬畏神，他真的很倒霉。
Even when he went to prison, he did not know why.
被他哥哥卖掉，被他的祖母陷害。
He was harmed by his brothers and by his mistress.
可是他还是做他应该做的事情。
But he still did what he needed to do.
他一直在等待神的机会。
He was waiting for God's salvation.
所以后来会他等到了。
And when it finally arrived,
后来九正跟善长被关到监狱里面去了。
So later when the chief cupbearer and the chief baker was thrown into prison.
后来他为九正跟善长解梦，
he was able to interpret their dreams.
那九正呢后来就被释放。
The cupbearer was later brought out of prison.
所以当法老做那个梦的时候，九正就说啊，我想起我的罪来了。
So when the Pharaoh was able to had his dream, the chief cupbearer would say, oh, I remember my own faults.
当然事情还没发生的时候他都不知道。
Even though he did not know what happened.
我们只知道，他只知道说神带我到这里来一定有神的意思。
So he only knew that God brought him here for a reason.
他一直在寻求神的意思哦。
He was still pursuing after the will of God.
约瑟不是一个认命的人，你不要以为说啊，传道约瑟是一个认命的人，错，他不是一个认命的人。
He was not a person just followed aimlessly.
我们来看创世纪第四十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 40.
创世纪第四十章，第十一节，十四节。
Genesis chapter 40 verse
十四节
，verse 14。
但你的得好处的时候，求你纪念我，施恩于我，在法老面前提说我，救我出这监牢。十五节
，verse 15。
我实在是从希伯来人之地被拐来的，我在这里也没有做过什么，叫他们把我下在监里。约瑟不是一个认命的人。
So we can see that Joseph was not a.Joseph had a.
他不是说反正就是这样嘛，无所谓了，我的生命就是这样。他不是这样的。
So Joseph was not a very passive person.
约瑟在生活是非常非常的认真的。
He was a very attentive person.
你看他可以学习这么快。
You see that he learned very quickly.
他愿意。
He had a purpose.
还有神的帮助。
And he had God's help.
所以他 一路来这样走上来，那个不是没有原因的。
So we can see that his rise was not not without purpose.
所以后来他得到机会来见法老。
So he had an opportunity to appear before Pharaoh.
他从来没有放弃过希望。
He never gave up his hope.
他一直在寻求神的旨意。
He was still pursuing after God's purpose.
所以我们看创世纪五十章。
So we can see in Genesis chapter 50.
后来他怎么跟他哥哥说？
So we can see what did he say to his brothers.
他的哥哥都没有想过为什么他们今天会遇到什么这样的事情。
So his brothers never thought why did they encounter this situation.
约瑟一直在想这个事情。
That Joseph did.
我为什么会被卖到埃及？
Why was I sold to Egypt?
我为什么会跑到监狱里面去？
Why was I thrown into prison?
我为什么后来成为宰相？
And why did I become prime minister?
他一直在想这个事情哦。
He continuously thought about this.
我们看创世纪五十章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
十九节
，verse
19. 约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能替代神呢？”二十节
，verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今天的光景。约瑟非常清楚的。
Joseph had a very clear understanding.
他不是一个随便的人。
He was not a very casual person.
他非常认真的生活。
He led a very diligent life.
他一直寻求神的脚步，他跟着神的脚步走。
He continued to pursue after God's will.
他虽然不知道明天要发生什么事，可是他每天都准备好自己。
Even though he did not know what will happen tomorrow, but he prepared himself.
所以他后来可以成为宰相。
That is why he was able to become prime minister.
成为宰相是这么容易的吗？
Is it so easy to become prime minister?
你知道埃及以前是那个时代的大国。
Egypt was the greatest kingdom at that time.
社会地位相当于今天美国的地位。
It was equivalent to being America.
美国的国务卿这么好做的？
Is it easy that easy to become the president?
今天叫你去当国务卿，你敢吗？
Would you dare to become a high official in the U.S. government?
你知道有多少人在看这个位置吗？
Do you know how many people are looking for at this position?
你不要说做事情。
You don't say just by doing something.
你要让人家怎么服你啊？
You have to learn how others serve you.
你要怎么做事情才会顺利啊？
You have to learn how to do tasks.
你要处理很多事情。
You have to manage many things.
不是那么容易的。
It's not very easy.
随便啊，神因为神祝福约瑟，所以约瑟就成为宰相，他就把他做人好，这么容易吗？
Is it so easy that just because God blessed Joseph, Joseph was able to prosper?
绝对不是那么容易的。
It's not that easy.
我想当传道。
I want to be a minister.
那，噗，我就很厉害，我就会当传道了，我就会办丧礼，我会办婚礼，然后我什么都会了。
Is it poof that I become prime minister? That I become a minister? I know how to deliver.
因为神的灵跟我同在。
It's because God's with me.
是这样吗？
Is it that?
那我们神学院可以关起来了。
Then we can close the theological schools.
从来都不是这样的。
It's not like that.
我们随时要准备好自己。
We must first prepare ourselves.
其实不是只有约瑟这样。
It's not Joseph like just Joseph.
我们也是要像约瑟一样。
We must be like Joseph.
我们的生活绝对要认真。
We must be very diligent in our lives.
我们不知道明天会发生什么事。
We do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
也没有人知道说明年后年神会带我们去哪里，会发生什么事情。
And we do not know where God will take us the next tomorrow.
可是我们都在跟随神的脚步在走。
But we walk in God's footsteps every day.
我们要学习约瑟，不要再抱怨。
We must learn from Joseph and not complain.
这个环境不会太好的。
The environment might not be the best.
每个地方都有坏人。
Every place we go will have its faults.
每个地方都有危险的事。
Every situation will have its dangers.
你不要想说，哦，神为什么让我遇到这个？神为什么让我遇到那个？
So why we should not say, oh, why did God have me encounter this problem or that?
我们从来没有听过约瑟说，神为什么让我遇到这个？神为什么遇到那个？没有。
We never heard Joseph ever complain that why did God put me in this situation or that situation?
他所做的都是做好他应该做的事情。
He just did what he needed to do.
神带他到去当奴隶，他就当奴隶；神带他去当囚犯，他当囚犯。
When God made him become a slave, he became a slave. When God made him a prisoner, he became a prisoner.
可是他都把他做得很好。
But whatever he did well.
当然是靠着神的能力。
And he, of course, he relied on God's power.
我们今天也有神的能力啊。
Today we have God's power.
那我们是不是应该把他像约瑟一样把他做好？
So we must be like Joseph. We must do our tasks well.
我们不知道明天神要怎么用我们。
We do not know how God will use us tomorrow.
也没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
可是我们是不是应该要预备自己？
But should we not prepare ourselves?
像约瑟一样。
We should be like Joseph.
搞不好有一天我们当中有一个人会被神重用，然后在这个地方让神得到很多荣耀，我怎么知道？都可能的事情。
We do not know when God will use us and bring much glory to him.
可是现在我们不先准备好。
But if we do not prepare ourselves,
等到我们的机会来了，你根本抓不住。
But when if we do not prepare ourselves now, when the opportunity comes, we cannot seize it.
所以圣经上告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
我们看箴言。
Let's look at the book of Proverbs.
三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 24.
这是雅古尔的语录。
These are the words of Augur.
啊，雅古尔神给他智慧啊，他写下了一段话。
So, God gave Augur the some wisdoms, and he wrote them down.
我们看二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
地上有四样小物，却胜聪明。二十五节。
Verse 25.
蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。二十五节。
Verse 26.
沙帆是软弱之队，却在磐石中造房。二十七节。
Verse 27.
蝗虫没有君王，却分队而出。二十八节。
Verse 28.
手工用爪抓墙，却住在王宫。这个是四项聪明的小物。
So these are four wise animals or small animals.
这四个东西啊，都很小。
Even those animals are small.
不管是蚂蚁，或者是沙帆，事实上是一种兔子。不管是蚂蚁或者沙帆或者蝗虫或者是手工都很小。
Whether they're ants, rock badgers, which are like small rodents, locusts or spiders, but
可是哦，这边讲到蚂蚁。
But they talk about ants.
它是无力之类。
They are not strong.
它却知道在夏天预备粮食。
But they prepare their food in the summer.
蚂蚁很小。
Ants are very small.
当冬天来的时候，它当然没有东西可以吃。
And during the winter, they know they don't have any food.
可是呢？他却知道在夏天的时候他就慢慢搬慢慢搬慢慢搬。
But you know that during the summer, they slowly stock up their food.
到冬天的时候他就有东西可以吃了。
And during the winter, they have food that are stored.
这么小的蚂蚁都知道他应该尽他的本分。
Even the small ants know that they must do their own work.
再还有机会，再还有时间，再丰富的时候就应该准备好自己。
That when they have the opportunity that they should do the work.
然后到需要的时候他就可以使用。
And so when the time comes, then they can use it.
今天我们敬畏神的人也是一样。
As today, as God's servants, we must do the same.
我们不知道神会在喜乐都这个地方，在这个地方神要怎么用我们，我们不知道。
We do not know how God would use us at Cerritos Church.
不过我们所知道是我们随时要准备好我们自己。
But we know that we must prepare ourselves.
我们做任何事都是为主耶稣做的。
Everything we do for Jesus.
我们一定要这种观念。
We must have this mentality.
我不管我在读书，或者是我在做，不管我做任何事情，我都是为了神做的。
It doesn't matter whether I'm studying or doing our what other preparation, but we do it for God. I learn before God. Whatever I do for Jesus. I prepare myself.
不管是人脉也好，不管是金钱也好，不管是什么，我们都是为主耶稣做的。
Whatever we do in our lives, we do for Jesus.
不管是人际关系也好,
even if it's personal relationships.
或者是说，我们所赚的钱,
or the money that we earn.
我们所读的书,
the books that we study.
我们都要认定我们是为主耶稣做的。
Everything we do for Jesus.
我们要有这种观念。
We must have this mentality.
我们不是为自己做的。
We do not do things for ourselves.
我们是为主耶稣做的。
We do it for God.
所以，小弟的孩子在读书的时候啊。
So when my children were studying.
因为有一天啊，我发现说我的女儿哈，突然间在弹钢琴。
So one day I found my daughter playing the piano.
那我就问我太太说，为什么我女儿在弹钢琴？
I asked my wife, why is she playing the piano?
因为我的家人有一些啊，是他们就是读音乐的，所以他们就是有的是音乐老师啦，反正就是他们就是学音乐的。嘿。So
in my family, I have members who studied music.
那我知道啊，这个学音乐要花很多钱啊。
And I know that to study music it requires a lot of money.
我就问太太说为什么她来学钢琴。
So I asked my wife, why is our daughter learning the piano?
她就说，因为教会的需要。
And my wife told me because the church needs it.
所以我就把我女儿叫来。
So I asked my daughter to come to me.
我说好，你为什么要学钢琴，知道吗？
So I asked my daughter, why do you know you're learning the piano?
她说她妈妈教她弹的。
And she told me, well, because mom's making me.
我说那不对，你的这个答案不对。
So I told my daughter, that's the wrong answer. And then I told my daughter, you're learning the piano because God needs you to learn.
我不打算让你成为一个音乐家。
I don't want you to become a musician.
不过我希望你能够在这方面服侍神。
But I hope that in the future you can use this talent to serve God.
所以你现在学钢琴。
Even though you're learning the piano now.
若主耶稣让你学成了。
And if God willing, you become successful, and you can play the hymns.
如果让爸爸知道说你拒绝圣工,
and then as your father, I will know that you have succeeded in God's work.
我不会对你太客气,
and then I will be very proud of you.
我真的这样跟他讲,
so I told, this is what I told my daughter.
感谢神, 她现在已经会弹一些比较简单的赞美诗了。
So praise the Lord that she is able to play some very simple hymns.
有一天啊，我就听到了。
So one day I heard her play.
教会里面学钢琴的人很多。In
the church are many who learn to play the piano.
弟兄姐妹都有。Brothers
and sisters, they all learn.
可是需要，当神需要他们的时候，他们就不要。But
when God needs them, they decline.
那这些他的这个我女儿的这个宗教教育老师就跟我讲了。So
the religious education teachers of my daughter.
我们就叫菲比，我女儿叫菲比，我们就叫菲比来弹呐。So
if nobody wants, my daughter's religious education teacher tells me when nobody wants to play, I just ask Phoebe to come.
我说她有没有拒绝？
Then I asked him, does she refuse?
一个传道的爸爸是不太好的啦，因为爸爸的这个讯息实在是太灵通了。So
it's very difficult to refuse when your father is the minister.
而且老师就跟我讲说啊，有是有去弹啦，不过有时候会。 念念说为什么人家不弹，为什么他就要弹这样子？
The teacher said yes, she will play, but sometimes she complains about why does she have to play but not others?
我回家就问他了。
So I went and asked my daughter.
你们那一班到底有几个人会弹琴呢？
So I later asked the teacher, so how many people in your class can play the piano?
他说三个。
I said, she said three.
我说，那你们都有在弹琴吗？
And I asked them, does everybody play the piano?
哦，他是开始抱怨了。
And then later, my daughter.
他说其他两个都不要弹。
And my daughter started beginning to complain.
每次都要他弹。
That the other two refused to play. That she had to play all the time.
我就跟他讲了。
So then I told her.
这是神给你的恩典。
Then I told her this is a grace from God.
我就暗示他了。
So I comforted her.
我知道你在弹的时候都会抱怨。
So I know that when you play, sometimes you get very nervous and you start complaining.
我再跟你讲一次。
So I'll tell you again.
你学音乐目的只是在。 你以后就是要服侍神。
So the reason you are learning music is so you can serve God.
以后不准你再服侍神了，说抱怨。
So, but in the future, when you do serve God, you will not complain.
我对这个事情我非常非常的坚持。
I was very firm with this.
因为这个是得福气的来源。
Because this is important for receiving grace.
我们随时都要准备好我们自己。
We all must prepare ourselves.
我们做任何事情都是为了荣耀，都是为着神来做的。
And whatever we do it for God.
如果我们有这样敬畏的心，
And if we have this type of heart,
神就会听我们的祈求。
And God will listen to us.
神会帮助我们。
God will help us.
我们看诗篇145篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 145.
145篇第19节。
Psalms 145 verse 19.
敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。这个是圣经上告诉我们的。
So this is what the Bible tells us.
敬畏神的人，神必成就他们的心愿。
So those who fear God, he will fulfill their desires.
也必听他们的呼求，来拯救他们。
And he will hear their cry and save them.
所以今天我们如果能够敬畏神。
So if we are able to fear God,
我们随时准备好我们自己。
And we prepare ourselves.
我们不管明天怎么样。
We do not need to worry about tomorrow.
我们做什么事情，不管做什么，不管在学校学习做什么，或者在事业上的这个的进行，我们都为神来做的话。
Regardless of whether in school or in society, we do everything for God.
神就会帮助我们。
God will help us.
所以我曾经遇到一个弟兄。
So I encourage you, brothers and sisters.
一个弟兄。
Oh, I encountered a brother.
然后因为那时候我出来当传道。
So at that time, I just became a minister.
然后他有一天啊，我回去，我去那间，我上一间教会去。
So I was at a church.
遇到那个弟兄。
I encountered this brother.
他就说，哇，传道你可以当传道真的很好哎。
He told me that, oh, it must be great to be a minister.
我说你也不错啊。
I said, well, you're not doing too bad yourself.
他说是啊，感谢神。
He said, true, praise God.
我说你现在工作怎么样？
And how is your work going on?
他就说了，感谢神啊，主耶稣很祝福啊。
So he said, praise God, God's protected, has blessed me.
他说主耶稣一定要祝福我的啊。
So of course God has to bless me.
我说为什么主耶稣一定要祝福你？
So then I asked him, why does God have to bless you?
他说主耶稣是我的合伙人欸。
So that because God is my partner.
他说他爸爸公司的百分之多少是属于神的。真的是这样，他是这样啊，他是真的这样处理的。不是什么奉献十分之一而已哦。他把公司里面报40%还是50%是给神的。
He gave 40% to 50% of his company to the church.
他是神的。
He is from God.
不是他的。
It belongs to God. It's not his.
他说我开始我成立这家公司的时候，神就是我的合伙人。我先跟神报告了，我说哦，神啊，你是这家公司的合伙人哦。那我会认真工作，你一定要帮助我。
So he was saying to God that, well, God, you are my partner, so.So whatever happens in our company, you have to help.
所以他不是奉献10%哦。
So he doesn't just offer his 10%.
那间公司的40%，我没有记错，是40%是神的。
So I recall that it's about 40% of the company belongs to God.
我想说，哇，难怪。
I said, wow, this is very difficult.
他说一切顺利。
So this is, praise God, it's been very smooth.
不过呢，他很认真就是了。
He's very diligent.
他很认真做工，他很认真做他自己的事业。
He is very careful in doing the work.
他虽然很
school and his work in church.
他虽然很忙，可是他很快乐。
He's even though he's very busy, he's also very joyful.
他跟约瑟一样。
He's like Joseph.
他敬畏神。
He fears God.
神就成就他们的他的心愿。
And God saves him.
听他们的呼求。
He hears their prayers.
来帮助他们。
And helps them.
因为他们愿意啊。
Because they respect God.
他认为他是在为神做的。
Because they do for God.
这些都是属神的。
Everything belongs to God.
所以当然他们结局是跟别人不同的。
So of course the results are very different from others.
其实约瑟不是只有这一个优点而已的。
So Joseph does not only have this virtue.
他随时准备好他自己。
Even he prepared himself.
他很认真的生活。
He was very diligent in his life.
他等子的时候。
And he waited for the time.
他不知道未来要发生什么事情。
He doesn't know what's going to happen in the future.
不过当神给他的时候，他每次都可以抓住机会就是了。
But every opportunity God gave him, he seized it.
他不只是指这个优点而已。
And this is not his only virtue.
我们来看回来创世纪。
Let's turn back to the book of Genesis.
创世纪41章。
Genesis chapter 41.
第15节。
Verse 15.
41章15节。
Genesis chapter 41, verse 15.
法老对约瑟说, 我做了一梦, 没有人解, 我听见人说, 你听了梦就能解, 第16节,
verse 16.
约大回答法老说, 约瑟回答法老说, 这不在乎我, 神必将平安的话回答法老。 这个地方啊, 看到法老跟约瑟的互动。
So in these two verses, we see the conversation between Joseph and Pharaoh.
其实约瑟等这个时间已经等很久了。
So Joseph waited for this opportunity for a very long time.
从他为久正解梦一直到他出监狱总共两年的时间。
So from the time he had on the dreams till now, it was about 2 years.
那今天他等到这个机会了。
So now the opportunity has come.
今天见到法老是可不可以出监狱的一个关键点。
So when he stand before Pharaoh, was he able to speak correctly?
如果是我们，我们会怎么做？
If it was for us, how would we behave?
赶快把资料都准备好。
So we would have prepared all our resume and our papers.
然后跟那个法老说我是被冤枉的。
Then he would tell the Pharaoh that I've been wrongly accused.
那取悦法老。
And then he would bring his complaint before Pharaoh.
那法老让我出监狱吗？
Then he would ask for justice from the Pharaoh.
他没有。
No, he did not.
约瑟跟他，法老问说，诶，我听说啊，你听了梦就能解哦。
The Pharaoh said to Joseph, I heard you can interpret dreams.
约瑟没有说，对，我就是。
Joseph didn't say, yes, it was me.
不是吗？诶，自我嘛，我要表现自我，不是，我就是吗？我明明就有能力啊，我就是。
Of course, I mean, Joseph didn't think that he needed to show himself off.
今天学校不是这样教的吗？
Isn't that what the schools teach us?
我们要展现自我。
We must present ourselves very highly.
我就是。
Of course, it's me.
约瑟没有这样做。
Joseph did not do that.
约瑟说，这不在乎我。
Joseph said, no, it's not me.
你是搞什么？ 你今天好不容易得到这个机会，你在搞什么？你怎么说不在乎你？那不在乎你，那法老不需要你了。
Then it's very strange. Joseph did not. When I say it's me, I mean he waited for this opportunity for such a long time.
他说这不在乎我。
So no, it's not. It is not me.
神必将平安的话回答法老。
So, but it's God that will give the answer to Pharaoh.
他的意思是什么？
So what does this mean?
法老，不是因为我的缘故，是神的缘故。
The Pharaoh, it is not my ability, but the God's ability.
是神将这个梦告诉你的。
It is God who will give you this dream.
功不在我。
The work is not me.
所以你不要说是我，是神。
So it's not me who's doing this, but it's God.
约瑟在神面前是一个谦卑的人。
So Joseph was a humble man before God.
他在人面前也是一个谦卑的人。
He was a humble person before man.
他可以大大推销自己的。
He could have boasted about himself.
他没有。
He did not.
他将神高举。
He gave God the highest place.
圣经上是这样教导我们的。
So the Bible tells us this.
我们看箴言第15章。
Let's turn to the Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言15章第33节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33.
15章33节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 33.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的训诲。 尊荣之前必有谦卑，这个地方讲到重点。
So this talks about is the main point.
约瑟敬畏神。
Joseph feared God.
这是一个智慧的开端啊，一个智慧的训诲。
This is the instruction of wisdom, the beginning.
我们如果一个人如果可以敬畏神的话，
So if a person who is able to fear God,
他就会谦卑。
He will be humble.
谦卑将成为他人的他个人的特质。
So the humility will be a good virtue in this person.
一个谦卑的人就不会有什么作为吗？
So is a person who is humble will not have any faults?
一个谦卑的人就会成为一个默默无闻的人吗？
Would a person who is humble become very meek and shy?
圣经上不是这样讲的。
No, the Bible did not say that.
圣经上说尊荣之前必有谦卑。这第二句啊。
Oh, okay, so the Bible tells us that before honor is humility.
你要谦卑。
So you must be humble.
后面尊荣就跟着你来。
Then honor will follow you.
这是圣经上告诉我们的。
So this is what the Bible tells us.
对人对神都是一样。
To man and to God it's the same.
一个人家不喜欢骄傲的人啊。
Nobody likes a prideful person.
当然约瑟他是一个谦卑的人。
So Joseph was a humble man.
他在法老面前他就说这不是我。
So before Pharaoh he told him it is not me.
他讲的是事实。
What he said was true.
不过他 为什么能够讲出这一句事实的话？
So why was Joseph able to speak this truth?
因为他知道他的地位，他也知道神的地位。
He understood his position and he understood God's position.
他已经知道一切都是从神来的。
He understood that everything comes from God.
其实不只是只有他。
It is not just him.
但以理也是一样。
Daniel was the same.
但以理在为尼布甲尼撒王解梦的时候也是这样说的。
when Daniel stood before King Nebuchadnezzar to interpret his dream, he said the same thing.
所以后来当然你可以做到三个总长之一，那可不是开玩笑的。
So that's why Daniel was able to be the governor of three provinces.
那是一个非常高的职位。
It was a very high position.
神为什么让他做到那个职位？
Why did God allow him to accomplish?
你看但以理怎么在神面前谦卑，他怎么在王面前谦卑？
You can see how Daniel was humble before the king and before God.
雅各书第四章告诉我们。
James chapter 2 tells us.
第四章,
chapter 4.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God will give honor to those to the humble.
我们实在应该在神面前谦卑。
So before God, we should be humble.
所以小弟每次讲到这边就想到一件事情。
So when I stand before you, I always think of one thing.
我为什么会特别来每次都提这件事情，是有人这样。 问，有人这样跟我讲啊。
So the reason why I am like this because someone told me.
传道，我们美国哈不一样。
But pastor in America is different.
那小弟刚来美国，第一间教会就是去 San Jose 教会。
So when I came to the United States, the first church I went to was in San Jose.
我要体验一下美国怎么跟别的地方不一样。
So I want to experience how America is different from other countries.
我发现的第一件事是这个啦。
So the first thing I noticed.
我到圣罗塞家的时候，我逢人就哈利路亚。
So the first thing I noticed is that when I went to the San Jose Church, I greeted people with hallelujah.
这是小弟的习惯，我不是故意要测试，因为我不知道，我只是说我要去体验，所以我进去我很习惯就是哈利路亚。
So it is my custom, and so when I first went to San Jose Church, I said hallelujah.
我们见面就感谢天上的真神。
And then I said I praise the Lord.
我就发现一件事情啊。
Then I noticed something.
没有人跟我哈利路亚。
But nobody replied.
全部都是 hello.
Everybody says hello.
阿爸 hi.
Or hi.
阿爸就只看我。
Or they just look at me.
我说 hallelujah.
And I say hallelujah.
一直看我。
And they will just
像看外星人一样。
Like they were looking at a new person.
我想 hallelujah 应该不是中文吧。
But and I would say hallelujah can't be just
hallelujah,
Chinese.
Hallelujah 不是希伯来文吗？
Isn't hallelujah Hebrew?
不是赞美神的意思吗？
Isn't it, doesn't it mean praise the Lord?
我说希伯来文，他怎么跟我讲英文呢？
So they would say, why is this person speaking Hebrew.
我说 Hallelujah, 他们说 Hello.
And I would say Hallelujah, and they would say reply with Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
嗯，我是想， 诶，是不是我的口语不清楚，还是我发的是中文的 Hallelujah， 他们听不懂。
Or maybe is it because my accent is strange, or that I speak in Chinese?
我后来我放在心中。
And then I put that in my heart.
我到那个 Garden Grove 的时候。
So then I went to Garden Grove.
我想说，难道是我的口语不清楚？
Or maybe is it that I have a very strong
我就到处，我这个是我就故意的。 So, 我到处跟人家 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 都没有人理我。
So I went to Garden Grove and I greeted everybody with Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Nobody.
我终于知道我是外星人了。
So I feel like I'm a foreigner.
我就跟一个传道问，我就问了一个不是美国的传道，另外从来帮忙的传道。
So I went and asked another minister, not from the U.S., that was there to help.
那个时候我还不确定说是不是我自己有问题。So
I wasn't sure the problem was with me.
我就问他说，哎，传道，你这边有没有发现这边的人不会哈利路亚？
So I went and asked this minister, the pastor, and said, Pastor, is it me or is it just the people in the United States don't respond to hallelujah?
当然我不知道说到底这个传道是因为什么缘故，他跟我说有啊有啊有啊，大家都有哈利路亚。
But the pastor said, yeah, everybody responds to hallelujah.
我就说是吗？
Is it right?
他说他觉得是这样啊。
He goes, well, that's my impression.
刚好有一个弟兄在那边，我就来来来，弟兄来，弟兄来。
So a brother was walking by, so I called the brother to come to me.
我问你一件事情。
So I want to ask you a question.
你们这间教有人在说 hallelujah 的吗？
And you ask him, do the people in the church say hallelujah?
啊，这个弟兄是真以色列人。
So this and this brother was a true Israelite.
他连想都没有想，没有啊，传道没有，我们没有在 hallelujah 的。
And without even giving a second thought, the brother said, not no, nobody in church says hallelujah.
啊，传道哦。 你听到?
So,
没有哈利路亚?
So I turned to the other pastor and said, see, pastor, nobody here greets each other with hallelujah.
后来一间一间去。
So I went from church to church.
没有。
None.
从 Cerrito 教会之前, 只有尔湾教会, 跟我回答哈利路亚最多。
So other than Cerrito's church,
真的,
only in Irvine church did people respond to me with
hallelujah. 比例上最多。
And here in Irvine church was the most.
我说讲哈利路亚有什么不对？
So I thought to myself, what's wrong with saying hallelujah?
我们见面我们就感谢天上的真神，有什么不对？
So when we greet each other, what's wrong with praising the Lord?
这个跟哪里的传统没有什么关系。
It doesn't have to do with any of our outside customs.
我们在神面前谦卑，我们在人面前谦卑。
When we humble ourselves before God and man, we do not need to be ashamed that we are Christians.
这是成为我们生命的一部分.
This is part of our life.
就好像约瑟, 就好像丹以理一样.
Just like Joseph and Daniel.
人家那个国王跟他问说, 诶, 你会怎么样, 你会怎么样? 他说, 感谢神, 那不是因为我, 那人家, 那约瑟跟丹以理他们在讲假的吗?
So when Daniel and Joseph was before the king, they gave the praise to God.
人家为什么可以将神摆在前面? 我们为什么不可以?
So why are others able to pray, put God before us, but we cannot?
人家可以在人面前 歌颂神,
so why are others able to humble themselves before God, but we cannot?
这不是我们发明的, but this is
not something we come up with, this is what we need to do.
我们是不是应该这样做?
Shouldn't we do this?
后来小弟发现了, 我们弟兄姐妹真的很单纯啊。
So the brother and sister here are very, very strict, simple.
就是说他很好，意思是很好，意思是说哈，我讲完以后，人家远远看到，哈利路亚，我说不知道是只有跟我哈利路亚，是说全部就开始大家习惯就改了，全部都知道要荣耀天上的真神。So
after I said this, then the brothers and sisters will come up to me and say Hallelujah. I don't know if they're just saying it because I asked them to, or is it because they're truly praising God?
哎，我发现哦，在这个真耶稣教以外的 基督教系统里面没有这种习惯.
So I noticed that other than the true Jesus church, no other Christian church does this.
那我们有某些地区都有这种习惯.
And I think a lot of other members in our church have this also this custom.
这种习惯应该把它维持起来.
So we should cherish this custom.
真耶稣教是得救的教会.
The true Jesus church is a church of salvation.
我们该更懂得谦卑.
We should understand even more about humility.
更懂得在神面前谦卑.
We should understand how to be humble before God.
然后更懂得应该怎么样荣耀天上真神.
And we should understand how to give all the glory to God in heaven.
于是他们就这样做啊.
This is what Joseph did.
丹以理这样做啊.
Daniel did this too.
这不是我们今天才发明的.
This is not something we just discovered now.
他们就是这样做啊.
They have been doing it in the past.
神就将恩典赐给我们啊.
And then God's blessing came to us.
当然我们今天说 Hallelujah 不要变成一种口头禅嘛.
But we should not turn the Hallelujah into just something we say.
而是变成一种 生命,
but rather it should be a greeting, a sincere greeting.
我们的生命的习惯就是, 我们见面就说, 就, 就荣耀天上真神。
So it should be part of our life so that when we greet somebody, we give glory to God in heaven.
我们时间已经超过了。 好, 我很快把它讲完。
So I will quickly conclude.
可是我们虽然要谦卑,
so even though we must be humble,
谦卑不代表自卑哦,
so, but humble does not represent weakness.
基督徒要谦卑,
yes, the Christian must be humble.
就好像约瑟谦卑一样,
just like Joseph is humble.
可是谦卑不代表自卑, 这个有很大的差别,
so to be humble doesn't mean to be to put oneself down.
你注意看约瑟, 我们看回来, 那个创世纪41章。
So let's return to the book of Genesis and study Joseph.
有人会把谦卑哦, 把它变成自卑。
So some people would turn humility into self-depreciation.
变成说我是一个无用的人啊，我是一个没有用的人啊，所以我什么都不会。
So some people would say that, well, I'm a worthless person, a useless person.
不是这样的。
That's not humility.
我们看这个创世纪第41章的第32节。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 41, verse 32.
至于法老两回做梦，是因为神命令这事，所以必然速速成就。33节。
Verse 33.
所以法老当拣选一个有聪明有智慧的人，派他治理埃及第34节。
Verse 34.
法老当这样行，又派官员管理这地。当七年丰收丰年的时候呢，征收埃及地的1/35。
Verse 35.
叫他们把将来丰年一切的粮食聚敛起来，积蓄五谷，收存在各城里做食物，归于法老的手下。36节。
Verse 36.
所积蓄的粮食可以防备埃及地将来的7个荒年，免得这地被饥荒所灭。你注意给他看哦。 法老问约瑟的事梦怎么解?
So you see, so Pharaoh asked Joseph about the interpretation for the dreams.
当然，约瑟就把这个梦解了。
So Joseph did give him, interpret the dreams for him.
可是约瑟是一个很有自信的人。But
Joseph was a very ambitious person.
因为虽然在法老面前站了很多埃及的有权势、非常聪明的人。So
even though the Pharaoh's court was filled with very intelligent people,
约瑟是一个囚犯呢。
And Joseph was just a prisoner.
你凭什么跟埃及这些最聪明的人在一起, 还要跟人家建议啊?
And you want to compete against these wise men of Pharaoh, of Egypt?
轮到你约瑟讲话,
so when Joseph spoke,
你是举人啊, 还是秀才啊?
Are you a...
我是用中国的方式讲, 就是说, 你是谁啊? 你,
so are you, who are you? Are you some sort of scholar?
你, 人家这么多人在法老面前，你在跟人家讲说，哎，我跟你讲法老，我跟你讲，你应该怎么做？你要哈七个丰收年，每一年都要收文之一，那你要派一个聪明有智慧的人，要怎么做？怎么做
？So in front of the wise men of Pharaoh's court, Joseph would had boldness to tell the Pharaoh what to do. You must collect 1/5 of the grains from the land and store it for the 7 years of famine.
约瑟很自然的，他做出来就是很有自信。
So Joseph was a very straightforward, diligent person. Whatever he does, was he did with diligence.
他做了非常适当的建议。
He did gave a very clear plan.
他解了这个梦以后，他就跟法老说：“你应该怎么做？”
And after he interpreted the dream, he went on and gave his proposal.
他马上有计划出来了。
So he had a very clear plan.
他这个计划多好嘞！
And you can see how good his plan was.
这个地方他跟法老说，只是怕说埃及国灭掉，对不对？
So his plan was only to prevent the kingdom of Egypt from being wiped out.
后来因为神的带领，那法老他就让约瑟成为宰相，对不对？
And through the guidance from God, Pharaoh made Joseph prime minister.
后来约瑟做了什么事情呢？
So what did Joseph do later?
我们看创世纪47章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 47.
从13节开始， 一直到26节， 这样讲到约瑟所做的事情。
So from verse 13 to 26, it records the actions of Joseph.
我们看20节。
Let's look at verse 20.
于是约瑟为法老买了埃及所有的地， 埃及人因饥荒所迫， 各都卖了自己的田地， 那地就归了法老。 21节。
Verse 21.
所以百姓约瑟叫他们从埃及这边到那边， 都各归各城。 好， 我们看到这边就好。 因为埃及人没得吃，
so because the Egyptians had no food,
就帮他们自己卖给法老。
So they sold themselves to Pharaoh.
那后来也没得吃。
And then they, I'm sorry, they sold their land to Pharaoh. And then
就像地也卖给法老。
Then they sold their the land to Pharaoh.
也就是说，在七个丰收年之前， 法老只是统治埃及地。
So after the 7 years, Pharaoh owned all the land of Egypt.
等到七个丰年，七个饥荒年以后， 法老买了整个埃及。
So after the 7 years of famine, the Pharaoh bought all the land of Joseph.
不止地哦， 所有的牲畜， 所有的人都是属于法老的， 法老都把他们买下来了。
So not only the land, but also all the livestock and all the people of Egypt belong to Pharaoh.
你说他没有能力吗？
So can you see that Joseph had a lot of abilities?
他非常谦卑，
but he was very humble.
不，他非常自信。
And he was very diligent.
他知道他自己在做什么。
He knew what he needed to do.
他谦卑，
he was humble.
可他不自卑。
But he was not self-depreciating.
在该说后他说，
what he needed to say, he spoke.
他说该说的，他做该做的。
And what he needed to do, he did.
这个叫自信。
And this is diligence.
今天我们基督徒也是一样。
As Christians, we must do the same.
我们在神面前谦卑，没有错。
It's true, we must be humble before God.
可是神不是叫我们自卑。
But God did not ask us to doubt ourselves.
一个信耶稣的人应该是有自信的。
So to be a Christian, we must have our own confidence.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are God's children.
我们的地位是多么的崇高。
Do we understand how high our position is?
今天世人不认识我们，是因为他们不认识神。
The reason why people on this earth doesn't recognize us is because they do not recognize
God. 如果要讲骄傲了哈，
if we want to speak about boasting,
我们在场所有的人是全世界最骄傲的。
So in the world, we should be the most boastful.
我们是神的儿女耶。
We are the children of God.
以后我们要跟神在天上同作王的。
So we are to be kings with God in heaven.
我们在座每一个人都是王储啊。
We are all princes.
他们不认识我们呢。
But they do not recognize us.
可是我们在这个世界上生活的时候，
but in our lives on this earth,
我们要像约瑟一样。
But we must be like Joseph.
我们要谦卑。
We must be humble.
可是我们却可以自信， 做我们该做的事情。
But we must be diligent in doing what we need to do.
该怎么做我们就怎么做。
What we should do, we do.
我们不需要自卑。
We should not doubt ourselves.
我们是这众民当中小群的， 我们是人很少的， 我们是这样，不需要。
We should not say, see ourselves as very small and with few people.
重要的是我们是不是站在神这一边。
But the most important is that do we stand on the side of God?
我们做的事对不对？
is what we're doing right?
我们说的话合不合宜？
Is our words in accordance with God?
重点在这里。
This is the most important point.
因为我已经给人家站十分钟了。
So I'm going to.
我就讲到这边。
So we conclude here.
约瑟的优点不只是这样了哈。
So this is not. These are not the only qualities of Joseph.
不过这两点就值得我们思考了。
So let us just speak of these two points and meditate on them.
第一个，随时准备好自己。
So first, we must prepare ourselves.
你不要去看环境。
Don't look at our environment.
每一种环境都可以让我们学习。
Every environment we are in, we can learn.
我们等候神的时候。
And when we wait for God's time.
当神要用我们的时候。
And when God wishes to use us.
神给我们机会的时候。
When God gives us the opportunity.
我们自然就抓得住。
And we will grasp it.
人是活在这个世界上的。
So man will live on this world.
你说属世界的跟属神的怎么分？
So how can we separate the world from God?
有时候你会发现很难，对不对？
You will find it very difficult.
因为重点是在你心态，而不是在你外面周遭的环境。
Because the difference is in our attitude, in our hearts, not in our environment.
我们应该谦卑。
We should be humble.
却不要自卑。
But never self-depreciating.
我们不要自卑。
Do not complain.
因为神给我们是最好的。
Because God gives us the best.
我们做我们该做的。
Do what we need to do.
说我们该说的。
Say what we need to say.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
我们休息。
联会来数算神的恩典。